I'm Clovia, Miss Community Lawrence, and here are the headlines for this Friday, April 13th. A 12-year-old girl remains in the hospital after being struck by a vehicle Thursday night in Chesterfield County. The girl was walking with her friends at the medium of Robius Road and Whitman Drive. Her friend stood on the medium. She ran across the street and was struck. The accident happened just after 8 o'clock. The driver will not be charged. The 12-year-old girl remains in serious condition. Is the inchworm outbreak almost over? Virginia Division of Forestry Specialist Chris Cesaro tells the Times-Dispatch that the trees usually recover with no problem. However, trees which lost their leaves because of the inchworms could die if the leaves were already diseased. The fire danger across the Richmond area is increasing with gusty winds in the forecast. Winds are expected to increase to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Be careful. Governor Bob McDonnell will be heading overseas in June on an international trade mission. He will be making stops in England, Germany, and Sweden, marking his sixth international trade trip since becoming governor. The governor is in the middle of an economic development trip up north, having made stops in New York and in Canada, pushing Virginia products. A Virginia think tank says a new type of retirement plan approved by Governor Bob McDonnell this week will have a lofty price tag to carry out. The Commonwealth Institute for Physical Analysis estimates the potential cost of the new information systems to carry out the plan from $5 million to $25 million. The Virginia retirement system has to create a new system to administer the plan, which combines reduced pension benefits with a 401k-style contribution plan. The State Capitol building in Richmond is getting a national spotlight. It's been selected as one of 10 influential buildings across the country being featured in a PBS TV special next year. Jeffrey Baer will host 10 buildings that changed America. He says the Virginia State Capitol really started the tradition in this country of government buildings looking like Roman and Greek temples. Court documents appear to contradict George Zimmerman's version of events leading up to the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin. The Orlando Sentinel reports the probable cause affidavit found in the second-degree murder case specifies Zimmerman confronted Martin. Food aid is now cut off to Korea. The White House is ripping North Korea over its attempt to launch a rocket. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney cites the North's pattern of aggressive behavior and points out any missile activity by the North is a concern to the international community. Yesterday's launch failed barely a minute after it lifted off. And in community biz, Tuesday, April 17th is tax deadline day. Last-minute tax filers, join us at the main post office, 1800 Brook Road, from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Easy Tax Service will assist those last-minute tax filers and if you'd like to file an extension. And those are your headlines for this Friday, April 13th. I am Clovia Lawrence.